616-1320-WILS. Donald Trump, President Trump, revoking the Obama guidelines on transgender bathrooms. What's this going to mean here in Michigan? Steph White with us, Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Steph, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Yeah. Well, now, the actual guidelines, what did they say, the Obama guidelines?
The original Obama guidelines that were issued last year said that Title IX protections, which is the section of our civil rights law that covers students' access to schools and education. Mm-hmm. Title IX protects students against discrimination based on sex, and the Obama guidance said that includes gender identity. You can't discriminate against kids based on their gender identity. They have to have full access to education and all the facilities that goes along with it. So transgender kids have to be treated equally in schools.
Now, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos today at CPAC, she said it was, quote, a huge example of the Obama administration's overreach. And, you know, a lot of people on her side feel that this is something that really should be left to the states, to local schools. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, our federal civil rights laws were passed to provide a national standard for basic civil rights for everybody across the country, and Title IX is the same way. You know, I've heard that talking point that it's an overreach. I don't agree with it, of course. You know, our federal government has the job, and our administration has the job of interpreting laws and applying them and talking about how they apply on the ground. Now, the courts also have a role in ruling whether that interpretation was correct, if they agree with it.
Well,
I
should note, too, part of the concern was safety. You know, there was concern about boys using the girls' bathroom. What's your reaction to that general concern?
Yeah, I hear a lot of people make that confusion, that mistake. I think it comes from a confusion about what it means to be transgender. So when a person transitions, a transgender boy is a boy. A transgender girl is a girl. They live their lives according to their gender, which is male or female. So there is no boys in girls' bathrooms. There are only trans girls and non-transgender girls using the girls' restroom. And the only thing I can say about any kind of fears of safety concerns, I hear a lot of fears, a lot of theories about what might happen. But, you know, in the, you know, nearly a half a century that we've been passing laws and making it safe for trans kids and transgender people to use bathrooms as fits their gender. Mm-hmm. In all of those decades, these fears have never been borne out.
So what happens? The guidelines have now been revoked on the transgender bathrooms. What's that going to cause here in Michigan, then?
I don't think it'll cause much of anything here in Michigan. We still have federal laws. You know, Title IX hasn't changed. The schools are still required by law to guarantee equal access in the schools for all the kids. So that's still there. And, you know, Secretary DeVos said that she's committed to using the Office of Civil Rights in her Department of Education to continue to hear and, you know, address issues of discrimination, bullying, and harassment in schools. Our own State Board of Education issued their own guidance last year, similar to this, that gives schools clarity about what it means to kind of follow those Title IX laws.
Okay. How does it work? Does a student declare themselves as transgendered and then they use the other bathroom? What's the process for that?
It really is a long and difficult, process for any human to transition. And if kids are lucky enough to get the support that they need in order to do that as children, then it's a longer process that involves, you know, living full time, consistently, you know, 100% as the gender that they know themselves to be. And so it's not anything that happens quickly. It's not anything that changes. You know, you come to an awareness of your gender identity, and you start to talk to your friends or support network, and you start to go through kind of a soul searching and a change in your life. And then, of course, you want people using restrooms that fit with their gender identity. You don't want it to be, you know, confusing for the folks around you. Right. I think, when people think it through, they'll understand that we've all been using bathrooms with transgender people for a really long time.
Steph White, Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Steph, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.